He admitted his drinking had contributed to his troubles at home. I had taken things as far as I could take it, so I removed my drinking privilege, he told the New York Times. He later credited his long sober friend, Bradley Cooper, with helping him quit. Every day's been happier ever since. Spending time in a men's Alcoholics Anonymous group, Pitt began to turn his life around by focusing on his health and his kids, who have spent increasing time with him in L.A. Things are going much more smoothly, and he is infinitely happier, says a longtime colleague. He returned to acting last year in Once Upon a Time and the space thriller Ad Astra. He works out, he eats healthy, and attends therapy, says a source. The divorce was a huge wake-up call to him. The current Brad is a much better person than Brad a few years ago. As a Hollywood insider, he went through a lot of self-examination and he came out on the other side. He's more at peace. After nearly 30 years of stardom, he has most of Hollywood cheering him on. At the Vanity Fair Oscar after party, the room broke into applause when he arrived. Raised in Springfield, Missouri by his parents William, the owner of a trucking company, and Jane, a school counselor, Pitt studied journalism at the University of Missouri, but 2 weeks before graduation, he decided to head to L.A. I didn't graduate. All I had to do was hand in a term paper. But in my head, I was done. I was going west, he said. After guest roles in TV shows, such as Dallas and Growing Pains, Pitt's life changed forever when he was cast in Thelma and Louise in a scene-stealing, six-pack revealing role as a hitchhiker who has a fling with Gina Davis. Davis says she knew he was destined for stardom. He just has it. I could tell when he was auditioning that he was super talented, she says, calling his resurgence fabulous to see. Pitt, who brought his longtime manager Cynthia Pett Dante to the awards, often made headlines for his romances. Before Jolie, he was married to Jennifer Aniston from 2000 to 2005 and dated Gwyneth Paltrow and Juliet Lewis. He's remained friendly with Aniston. They recently crossed paths at the SAG Awards and her holiday party. And jokes that dating in your 50s isn't that easy, says a source. He has been out on dates, but it's not serious. He's been much more serious about his work as an actor and award-winning producer. He won a Best Picture Oscar in 2014 for 12 Years a Slave, as well as his work building affordable green housing with his Make It Right Foundation and his latest pastime, sculpting. I think it's time to go disappear for a while and make stuff, he said backstage at the Oscars. Will any of his kids follow in his footsteps? I want them to follow their bliss, follow their passions, what they're most interested in, he said. Sure, why not? After all, it's a philosophy that turned out pretty well for Pitt himself. As he told People of his life now, I've got friends, I've got lovely kids, I like my coffee, I like my dogs, and I've got no complaints.